readings for today's moment of joy come from Isaiah 49, verse 8 through 15, Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9, and 13 and 14, and 17 and 18, and John 5, 17 through 30. This is entitled Father and Son. The Father loves the Son, John 5, 20. Today's gospel reading picks up where yesterday's ended. Jesus has just cured a man on the Sabbath. We know some of the Jewish leaders already wanted to arrest Jesus. Today we see they tried all the more to kill him. That's John 5:18. Why? Because Jesus defended his work of healing on the Sabbath by saying, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." That's John 5:17. His listeners understood what he was saying. God is his Father. He is the Son of God. He is the face of the Father's mercy. Not only is Jesus more esteemed than the leaders, but he announces that he's equal to God. If Jesus does the same thing as the Father, what does the Father do? He gives life. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to his Son the possession of life in himself. That's John 5:26. The people who accepted Jesus were already receiving eternal life. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. John 5:24. The Father has sent the Son to bring us life. This Lent, take time to meditate on Jesus' word of life. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, I pray with Saint Faustina. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day. You matter.